Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestle Horror.
Greetings, viewers and listeners. Meat Hook Jim here, the Wrestle Horror Podcast. With me, as always, my co-host, Donnie Hoover. Donnie, stuff's going on, man.
Oh, yeah. Good and bad. It's like all kind of stuff.
Yeah. It's just been crazy. You know, we've been so busy that we missed a couple of weeks. You know, we're going to admit it. We missed a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But it's good busy. That's going to help us. So,
oh yeah. Good for down the road.
Yeah. Yeah. We're all good with it. And we're going to drop right back into the swing of things here with this episode. And Donnie has a subject he'd like to talk about.
Oh yeah. Well, we're just going to talk about, and I'm actually going to be questioning you again, because we had that paranormal investigation at Carnage, and it was my first one and I had a blast. And, you know, but we need to find out if you've and Chris have found anything, you know, what you've seen. We talk about what all we've saw that night we were there. And then, you know, if what you guys have discovered so far in your research.
Well, I will tell you this so far. There's nothing on four cameras, but I still have three cameras to go through.
Okay.
However, on the audio side of things is a little more interesting.
Oh, nice.
Because it appears that we've picked up about three EVPs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still putting it through the ringer to try to make it understandable. Right now, it's not. But, well, at least the one I was working on. Chris had two, actually. But the one I'm working on, it's a female voice. I can't mm-hmm. quite make out what it's saying. And it's not far away, or it's not one of the, somebody that's on the other side of the haunt. It's too close for that. So what it is right now, I'm trying to discern, but it's definitely got my interest peaked.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to run it through some more software and see if I can clean it up anymore and hopefully make sense out of it.
Right. Now, was that picked up through the stationary cameras or something that one of us was carrying, or?
Well, that was picked up with my H8 recorder.
Oh, okay.
And it was done in the dining room.
Okay, right. And when we were walking through there, Chris said she was like getting a sense for something in there, yeah, as well.
Right.
So yeah, that's interesting. But yeah, like I said, I had a blast. I mean, you know, like I said, I guess I was late. I didn't know I was, but I was late. so next time, you know, I'll know to be there earlier. But yeah, we had to get everything.
Next time you won't have a choice.
Right. But yeah, like I said, but just being around it all and trying to learn everything, I was having a blast, you know, all the equipment. And, you know, I'm a kind of a techie nerd sort of, you know, myself anyways. So, you know, playing with all the gadgets and gizmos and blinking lights, I was having fun and being creepy on top of it. So, you know, like I said, I enjoyed myself. I had a blast.
Well, you know, I've got to say that, you know, there's some things that we heard that we didn't pick up on any audio or video. But we definitely heard them. You know, we heard noises in the bar.
Uh-huh.
We heard noises in the, what was it, the storage room on the other side there.
Uh-huh. The, yeah, where the props and everything are, the prop room. Yeah,
definitely.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, during the investigation in the bayou, we heard that really loud knock right next to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right next to you. You're standing on the bridge there and something knocked, and Chris and Terry and me and all of them said they heard it too when they went through, because we had two separate teams. It was basically the girls and then the guys, you know. And you know, that when the girls did the bayou haunt and we did the hospital haunt, they heard it. And then when we did the bayou and they were doing the hospital, we heard it. So that was kind of interesting that, you know, both groups heard this, you know, the same type of knock and all that.
Definitely. And you know, one thing that I can't say I was disappointed, but I found it unusual is the two rooms where we expected a lot of activity weren't really doing anything.
Yeah, it's like they just, there was nothing there.
And except in Benny's room, Andrew,
mm-hmm.
something was holding his hand because his hand got very, very cold.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, based on where he was sitting and everything, it would be a small child that would be holding his hand.
Mm-hmm. And he was by the fire truck. So, you know, maybe, you know, that had something to do with it too.
Right. And in the doll room, that one was just a bust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was expecting something, but yeah. And like I said, I've heard too many stories from too many different people about stuff, you know, to not think there's something going on in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then even, you know, with them having proof of it and everything. But yeah, so I was expecting something, but yeah, we got jack crap.
You know, you got to remember, it's not a Dance Monkey Dance thing.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe they just decided, screw it, I'm not going to do it for these guys.
Right. Yeah. And like I said, I was trying to be, as open-minded and sensitive and, you know, pay it like focused as I could be. And I never really noticed anything happening to me personally, except for that one brief moment when we were in the hospital lunchroom. And I felt the hair, like something like either blowing or brushing against the hair on my leg. And, right. And then Andrew said he felt it too. And then your other buddy said he felt it. And then you said you saw an orb or some kind of something moving around in your thermal camera, like moving right in between us. And then it was like, as you were saying that, I could, you know, feel like either, like I said, it was like a wind type of thing or something like brushing my leg hairs. And I was just like, that's kind of weird. And, you know, that's what I was telling you guys about it. And then I had the thermometer. So I pointed the temperature at it and it did drop. Like, what did we say? It was like 8-9 degrees. Okay. The temperature dropped like 8-9 degrees where I pointed, where I was feeling the stuff. So, I mean, so that was kind of interesting to me. And, you know, I was like, that got me kind of excited because I was like, oh yeah, I experienced something. It's like,
so I've got to pull the images off of the thermal camera too.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was snapping pictures. It doesn't do video, but I was snapping pictures as all that was happening.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
so that'd been cool if we would have had video of it, like actually moving and stuff.
Yeah, those cost a little more than I can afford.
No, yeah, I heard that. Yeah, and then here me trying to be Mr. Big Shot when we were taking a break. Here, I thought I had something on the camera and I kept pointing your thermal camera at it, like, oh, I got something. Look at that. Keeps getting bigger. And here it was a frigging piece of paper. And then once they figured out it was like a notepad, I was like, well, some bitch. I was like, I thought I was being a Mr. Big Shot investigator and found something. That's part of it. Sometimes you win them, sometimes you lose them.
Yeah. Well, we've still got to, the old tech. I've got to go on the old Sony night vision cameras I have.
Mm-hmm.
And then the trail cam I have not gone over yet. And I'm actually thinking about investing in a couple of more of the trail cams.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're set. This one had side sensors. And it's set to snap 3 pictures and then start video.
Nice.
And as long as there's movement, there's video.
Yeah, that's what you need. Yeah, something to capture it.
Right. So I'm going to be curious to see what's on that SD card when I get to it this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did notice like that when we had talked on the last podcast, you talked about if there's something happening or some kind of presence or energy, it's known to drain batteries. Yep. And then we couldn't get that one to work. And you said you had just put fresh batteries in it and they were completely dead. And we hadn't even turned it on yet or even started using it. Right. So I thought that was kind of weird. Like, now how could they drain if, you know, they never turned on? So.
Well, see, that's just, you know, one of the things about spiritual energy is in order to manifest, they will, you know, they will drain energy around them.
Right.
And the batteries. Yeah. I've had it happen before. Freshly charged or brand new batteries dead in a second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I said, we hadn't even hardly turned it on and it died already. We didn't even get started and they were dead. I was like, Jesus.
That's why I keep recharge batteries on hand And when it comes to disposables, I've got dozens of every size that I need.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know how much it's going to discharge. I mean, I don't want to go through $100 worth of batteries in a night, but.
Right. Yeah, but you know, like I said, you know, we had a couple rooms where we got a little something, little action, but for the most part, you know, the majority of them, everything was kind of quiet.
Yeah.
Like I said, you and Chris were the more experienced ones, and you guys had the long drive home. So did she say what all they experienced and how many, you know, things that she found or seen?
Nothing more than they told us before we left. She did say she felt something in the doll room. She couldn't put her finger on it, which is good.
Right.
And that there are definitely several presences there.
Mm-hmm.
But just, she didn't get into too deep with them.
Right.
So, yeah, it's definitely haunted. I mean, I'll put my Truth Paranormal stamp of approval on it. It's haunted.
Right. Yeah, like I said, there's obviously too much stuff going on that, you know, to think that it can't be. And then, so, you know, like I said, maybe you were scaring them like you did at the other place. You was intimidating them. They didn't want to talk or nothing.
Well, we're going to try and experiment with something when we go to Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
Might have an ovilus, which is what we were using that time that I had to leave the room.
Okay.
So if we can't use an ovilus, we'll probably use our spirit box. It should work similarly.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have a session where everybody sits in a circle and we ask questions to the either spirit box or the ovilus.
Yeah. That'd be fun. So, oh yeah, I have to tell you our story of where we were, everybody like had gotten some readings in the cemetery, even if it was like a little something,
right.
And that most of the activity in the cemetery was in the exact spot that me and Onyx are positioned in our areas for haunting, for the haunted house. And, you know, like Onyx is kind of sketchy. He won't walk through the haunt. He won't go into the doll room because right. of everything he's heard about the doll room. He's never been in there, has no intentions of ever going in there. And so me and Terry was telling him the other night at the training center what we found in mine and his area, because we work side by side, like basically like a tag team of haunters. So we was telling him what's in our area, and he was like freaking out. And he was like, well, I'm moving over to the hospital. He's like, I'm no longer working in a cemetery. we had him shook. It was funny. And then I was like, no, I asked Jim, I said, you know, if something, you know, remembers us, like if I go back and it remembers me. And I was like, Jim just said, just to say, hey, you know, how's it going? You know, won't you join in? You know, you're more than welcome to join us and help us scare these people and have some fun with us. And he was just like, nope, forget that. I'm good. He's like, I'm going to the hospital. He's like,
I was thinking about it on the way home from that investigation.
Yeah. And then we told him about the Kershaw tomb, because he sneaks in there and does the drop panel. Like if it's like once he gets people or people's coming, like while I'm doing my deal, he'll sneak out the hiding door and go into the Kershaw tomb, which we found activity in the Kershaw tomb, or the girls did anyway. And we told him, I'm like, yeah, like that Kershaw tomb that you go into. And he's like, yeah. And Terry's like, oh yeah, that's where we found the most. And he's like, fuck that. I ain't going in there no more. I'm like, well, did anything hurt you the whole last season? I don't even care. I ain't going in there.
What I was going to do is I was going to manufacture an EVP just for Onyx.
It does hurt to have. Keep with him.
And what I was going to do is it was going to be some sounds, and then you'd hear Onyx.
I'd freak out. He probably would freak out.
And then you could say, hey, Onyx, we got this EVP when we were investigating. He'd shoot his pants, man. Onyx, if you listen to this, I love you, brother.
Yeah, but it was funny. We had him going the other day, telling him about it. But I told him, I was like, dude, I was like, don't worry about it. I said, they're all friendly. I said, we got beef jerky and water up there with us. I was like, we'll just give them some jerky and just have them help us. I said, maybe we can get some better scares. And he's just like, you can say whatever you want. I don't care. He's like, I'm going over to the hospital side doing that one. I ain't going to the cemetery no more.
Oh, you need to tell him that the hospital side's haunted too.
We did. That's what I told him. I was like, well, the hospital's worse. He's like, man, just stop. He's like, I don't want to hear no more. He was like freaking out. It was funny.
Oh, I wish I could have seen that.
we had fun with him. So now I know during haunt season, and actually we're doing a weekend in July. Carnage is opening up for a weekend, so, and we're doing it. So I know he's gonna be like sketchy that whole weekend.
What weekend is that?
I want to say it's like the weekend of like the 20 something. Let me look here. Yeah, like the 23rd, 24th, I think. Yeah, the third weekend or fourth weekend of July. I believe that is. Let me go on. Since I got my handy dandy phone here, let me go on Facebook real quick just to be sure. Give them a nice plug. No, I was wrong. It's called Extreme Scream, July 29th and 30th. And it's an extreme haunt, so we're going to be going balls to the wall, and I may even grab some people. I don't know yet. I probably will, but we're only doing one haunt. Huh?
You leave my testicles alone.
Right? Hey, fair game. It's extreme, but we're only doing the one haunt. That's the only catch. We're not, the hospital won't be open because we're remodeling it and reconstructing it. So it's just going to be the Bayou, which is a beautiful, it's a good enough haunt by itself. And yeah, it's only $10. So it'd be a discounted price, $10, July 29th and 30th at the Carnage Haunted House. It'd be our first extreme. So, you know, let us come get at you.
Just like I said, leave my testicles alone.
See, and get some mall people there too. Get some mall people down there to do some acting.
Maybe. Well, it's fortunate because if you told me it was the 23rd and 24th, or I wasn't going to be able to be there because I've got commentating duties for Battle on the Border on the 23rd.
Right. Yeah. Nope. Yeah. So like I said, I was a week off. It's basically the last weekend of July.
Okay. I think we might be able to make that.
That'd be sweet.
Either to work or to go through one way or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't put me in there. I'd be groping too many people.
Yeah, I just like to grab, you know, parts of the body that they don't expect, like an ankle or, you know,
a boob.
No, this ain't that kind of haunt. So, but yeah, like I said, but yeah, just stuff that people don't normally grab,
right?
And yeah, just like oddball stuff. Like I've had somebody, one thing that creeped me out, and it was actually at Haunted Hoochie because they do the extreme stuff and every now and again. Oh, but as odd as it is, the only thing the person did was they retched out and they just took their fingers and wrapped them around my wrist, and they didn't pull on me or nothing. They just like wherever they were, they just kind of reached out and did this and like reached around and put their fingers around my wrist and let go. Creep me out. I was like, what the hell? It's like, you know, like I said, it was very creepy feeling. And like I said, it was just a simple, just that's all they did, and it just caught me off guard, I think is what it, but it was an odd grab, you know what I mean? You know, usually they'll grab your hand or your arm or your shirt or your pants, yeah, or you know, something like that, but they just like touched my wrist with their fingers, wrapped their fingers around my wrist like a wristwatch and let go, like just wrapped it around and released, and creeped me the hell out. I was like, now that was good. It's like, I wasn't expecting that one.
Well, yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. Like you're just walking along expecting, you know, them to grab you and shake you. And all of a sudden you just feel these fingers around your wrist and let go. You're just like, you know, what the hell was that?
Well, it's unique. I'll give them that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you never know. I might have to copy it and try it out on somebody. Just like reach down as I'm up on that tomb, just reach down and grab them around the wrist, squeeze their wrist and let go. Don't even do nothing else. Just see what they do. Yeah. But yes, like I said, I don't know all the rules or what they're going to let us get away with, and which I'm sure it'll be tasteful. You know, we're not going to be, you know, groping and grabbing. I mean, we're gonna be extreme and rough. Well, you know,
but there's the no-no zone.
Yeah, yeah. Stay away from the no-no zone.
Right. So, oh yeah, I get it. I mean, we had to do that when I worked at Dent, and we had that monster come to get you app.
Mm-hmm.
Still can't believe that guy pissed all over my buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll stay away from the no-no zone, but I won't be opposed to snatching a weave off of somebody, though. If they get to running, I get my fingers in it. It's coming off.
You know, when I worked at in the maze at the Dent Schoolhouse before it became the slaughter yard, it was called Detention Hall, and it was just a 3,500 square foot maze.
Mm-hmm.
You would not believe the shit we found in there. Flip-flops, high heels, which was dumb considering it was that thick, chunky gravel.
Right.
We found a bra. We found a pair of shorts. And there's no place for these people to get freaky, because we knew the whole maze and we could circulate the maze in 5 seconds.
Right.
Because we knew how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then we did see a turd.
There you go. That was a good job. Well done, then.
I kid you not. There was a turd in the gravel.
That's funny.
So you literally scared the shit out of somebody.
Right. And that's all I said. That was success. Somebody should have picked that up and put it on the chain, wore it around their neck. Look what somebody left in the maze.
Bronzed.
Yeah.
That'll seal in the flavor. So what else do you want to know about the investigation? I've pretty much told you everything we've done.
Yeah, I was just kind of wanting to get an update, and we was going to, you know, let everybody know what all we found out. And, you know, we had a couple, you know, funny moments, and a couple where we were kind of just like, you know, especially on the bridge when that knock happened, it kind of freaked you out even for a second. You were like, what was that?
It did.
It was like directly right beside you.
Yeah. Especially because it was right beside me. I mean, it's like, wow. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Man, I'm getting gray. Look at my beard. No, sorry. But no, it I about jumped out of my skin. Just because it was so close.
Right, yeah.
So yeah, I mean, we'll have to do it again another time. We'll do some different methods and we'll have some different cameras. I'm actually looking at trying to purchase another full spectrum camera before we go to Rhode Island.
Nice. So,
don't know if it's going to pan out or not,
but right.
I'm going to try.
Yeah. If not, we'll use what we got.
Well, yeah. I mean, I just, Chris is like, she's going overboard, dude. This has got to be this, and this is going to relax.
She just wants to be well prepared, huh?
But, you know, we've got plans, and what I'm trying to do is find a blueprint or a floor plan for the house.
Yeah.
So I can start designing where we're going to set up central and the 8 cameras that go with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll see if I can't find something online and help out. See if I can't find the floor plan or something like that.
Yeah. Because that'll give me a chance to be able to, you know, if I've got the scale and everything, then I'll know how much distance there is. I plan on buying at least two extension cables.
Mm-hmm.
One will probably go down into the basement.
Nice.
The other one will probably go up into the attic.
Yeah.
But those extension cables will add 150 feet to the 60 feet we already have. So we got 210 feet.
Yeah, that should be good.
Because I really, really want to get that DVR going.
Oh, yeah.
It's 1080p with night vision. It's got a drive in it that'll easily store all night's video.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to get, I wanted to use it so bad at Carnage, it just wasn't practical.
Right, yeah. Yeah, so we probably should have fought that out. It's like we didn't think about having to go up and over to get to certain sections of the haunt and it being so big, you know.
I didn't, that's on me. I didn't even think about that, but Central will have access to all the cameras and recording capabilities. And as soon as that's over, I get my monitor back.
Nice. There you go.
Until the next time that she's going to want it again.
Right.
Damn it, use your monitor. It's bigger.
Right. There you go.
Mine's a 24-inch. She tried to talk me into using my 32-inch monitor. I said, uh-uh. That ain't going.
Right.
So, for you guys listening and watching, I'm just babbling. So just this is what we call filler.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a great time doing that. And you know, many thanks to Mia for sticking out with us the whole time and actually helping us with the investigation.
Oh yeah, yeah. She said she had a blast too. So.
So, you know, and Andrew, and who was the other girl?
I never met her. I'm not sure. I was Andrew's best friend. But yeah, I don't remember her name. I hadn't met her.
Well, Andrew and Andrew's best friend, they both helped us during the investigation because Carnage is such a big place that we miscalculated it and we didn't have enough people. We needed more people. And they were very nice to join us and help us.
Mm-hmm.
Get as much data as we can. I'm anxious to get over the rest of the video data. I've done all the audio, so I just got to go through those three cameras, and hopefully one of those three cameras has something unexpected.
Yeah, for sure. I'd say once you guys comb through all the data and stuff, we'll update everyone and see what was found.
And I will tell you, once the data has been cleaned up, if there is anything video wise, I will post it on the Wrestle Horror page.
Nice.
And if there's any audio that once I clean it up, I mean, there is audio, I just have to clean it up. I'll post those files on the Wrestle Horror page too, just so you can formulate your own opinions.
Yeah, there you go. You'd be like us, you'd be hopeful skeptics and form your own opinions.
Yep, I'm probably the biggest hopeful skeptic out there, followed closely by Donnie.
Right.
But, you know, I firmly believe there's something out there.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be an alternate dimension or ghosts, or there's something.
Right. Yep, I agree.
And I'm out of beer.
Uh-oh, I think that's time to take it home then, ain't it?
It is. So anyway, that's our recap of our investigation at Carnage Haunted House. Kudos and thanks to Mia and company.
Uh-huh.
For inviting us in and helping us. We'll probably be back to do some more stuff because I think we haven't got through all the layers of Carnage yet.
Right. Yeah. That was just like a trial run, basically.
This was, yeah, we didn't get really into the thick like we wanted to,
mm-hmm.
but it's coming.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I had fun, Donnie, everybody had fun.
Yeah.
And got data. And that's, you know, even one EVP is a win to me.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So the thing with the cameras is it's old tech. And sometimes old tech does better than new tech.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've got 20-year-old Sony night vision cameras. One does digital 8 tapes and one does mini CDs. That tells you how far back.
They get the job done.
They do, except for the fact that every hour I've got to go change something.
Right.
Got to change tape or I got to flip a CD. Actually, on the CDs, I got to flip them every 30 minutes. It's maddening.
Mm-hmm.
But analog equipment sometimes better, and can't wait to finalize that CD and that tape and see what we've got. So,
yeah.
Yay, ghosts. Anything else from you, Donnie?
No, I think that covers it for about now. Like I said, we'll get with everybody next week and let them know about our Full Throttle Thursday at Obet's Adventure. That's which is another full story in itself. So we'll get into that next show.
Now you can hear me babble again about this one too. So anyway, I'm Meat Hook Jim. That's Donnie Hoover. This is the Wrestle Horror Podcast. Thank you for watching and listening.
Yep. See you guys.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media outlets, facebook.com/WrestleHorror, Instagram @WrestleHorror, Twitter @WrestleHorror, on YouTube at the Wrestle Horror channel. And you can also find us on our website, www.WrestleHorror.com.